many years I've been a rolling stone, my darling. Like a gypsy, I have roamed from place to place. Fortune never came to me, but how happy I would be just to look again upon your smiling face. If I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to have me near? Would you love me if I'd wander back tonight? When budding flowers lend their fragrance in the springtime, I recall the roses twining round your door. Fancy then I hum or stray, I seem to hear you say that you love me as you did in days of yore. If I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to have me near? Would you love me if I'd wander back tonight? Last night I dreamed that you and I were back together. I held your hand so gently in my own. Then we said we'd never part as I pressed you to my heart. Then I woke in tears to find myself alone. If I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to have me near? Would you love me if I'd wander back tonight?
Did I play too much guitar?
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
Oh, let's see here. There's another good one. I don't know if it's a good one or not, but I see some familiar faces out there. Eric, I think, right over here. Yeah, it's been several years since I've seen you. So you've probably heard this story, and there are lots of folks here who probably have heard this story, but I'll tell it for those who haven't. After all, it is a true story.
Huh? Absolutely, I was right there. I know what you're going to tell, I think.
Yeah. Doc and I were, I don't know, it was probably closing in on 15 years ago now. Doc and I were, and Michael Coleman, we were all playing up in the great green state of Vermont. And in Wilmington, I guess it was. This woman came to me between our sets and said, you know, that first set, you played this tune, and I'm really curious, is that a real tune, or is it just something that you made up? Doc's right, she was out there, and there I was,
oh.
Crestfallen, and heavily laden with the burden of deciding whether or not my tune's real. So after a few pregnant, ponderous moments, I allowed to her how I certainly hope it's both. So upon further consideration, I came to the conclusion that there's no reason I should be burdened with that responsibility. It should be up to the listener whether or not it's real.
Yeah.
And depending on how that listener may or may not have survived the 60s,
they was hard, John.
Yeah,
they was.
In that case, you know, the spectrum of reality can be rather broad. So, you know, I just leave it up to our audiences now whether or not it's real. It's called 10 Miles to Deep Gap. And it's on my CD that I got, Doc helped me out with on this particular tune. I'll have a few out in the lobby, but like I said, it's called 10 Miles to Deep Gap, and I made it up.